5 Christians are gunned down in Indonesia. Orphan abuses continue in Romania. Christians reach out. And national missionary support is needed in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Indonesian President Yudo Yono says Muslim nations should oppose terrorism. Those comments came last week just before a summit of Muslim leaders in Bali. While this appears to be positive, Teen Missions International's Bob Bland says the comments won't ease religious tensions. Proof is an incident involving Teen Missions Bible school students.
They were traveling to another place to share the gospel, and on the way there they passed by a village that was militant Muslims, and they took out after them with a speedboat and chased them, and then opened up with automatic weapons, and they killed 5 people, were shot.
Despite the violence, Christians are being trained, which is strategic in cross-cultural evangelism.
They can go from country to country with just a passport, and they don't even need a visa. These people can go into Burma, to Laos and Vietnam, and that's just a terrific opportunity to spread the gospel.
Next, recent reports showing the widespread abuse of orphans in Romania serve as a reminder to the abuses more than a decade ago. Bethany Christian Services wasn't surprised. While conditions are better, Romania still needs help. Lexi Demicu says that they've done a lot in the country since 1997, despite a moratorium on international adoptions.
Establish a foster care system. Bethany was one of the first organizations in Romania that were trying to implement it. And since we have been doing many of the placements of the kids with special needs in foster families.
Abandonment prevention, reunification, and domestic adoption programs are also part of their program. Bethany's Roger Bauma says since Bethany is a Christian group, their testimony is important.
We let our light shine, but at the same time, working cooperatively with the government, we cannot, step beyond the boundaries that are set up. And we have had volunteer groups go to Romania the past couple of years, and we've seen some really neat impact as a result of some of that activity.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Guinea-Bissau is fraught with political unrest along its northern border and famine in the south. But God is moving, and the seed company is working on translation projects that will touch over 850,000 people. Very little of God's word is available in the 18 local languages there. The seed company's goal is that everyone in Guinea-Bissau will have at least some scripture in their own heart language. Prayer and financial partners are needed. Meanwhile, MNN's Ruth Bliss is on assignment in Guaymas, Mexico. Today, she examines a medical clinic being built.
Aside from meeting the spiritual and physical needs of the poor in the Guaymas community, it's long been the dream of independent missionary Jesse Navarro to build a medical clinic that'll be staffed by short-term medical missionaries. Today, the lower portion of the facility is nearly complete. 4 apartments upstairs will house the short-term teams, and he hopes to have the clinic fully operational within 6 months.
We're going to have 3 chairs in there. Also, and then including a medical team on one side and the dental will be on the other side. Also looking to put an x-ray machine in there. And it'll be given to people with lower resources. They don't have any money to go see a doctor.
It's a great opportunity to share the gospel with their patients, he says, because through partnerships with groups like Christian Resources International, the teams are now acting as the hands and feet of Christ as they serve. They're now looking for both supplies and for medical teams. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss, Guaymas, Mexico.
And serving in the most difficult and unreached parts of India, Bibles for the World missionaries are spreading the gospel and shining the light of God's love in dark places. But these missionaries need no passport or visa. They're nationals who simply move from Northeast India to another part of their country. Bibles for the World needs people who are willing to help advance the work of these faithful national missionaries through sponsorship. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.